the Public News Service DOAA Newscast, August 8th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. We head first to Ohio, a state that is experiencing an unprecedented year for tornadoes. The latest confirmed touchdown occurring on Wednesday.
In 2024, Ohio has seen its 66 tornadoes, surpassing the previous record of 62 set in 1992. The state experienced a notable surge in tornadoes in May, with 23 reported. Logan Clark is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Wilmington. He attributes this increase to an unusually warm winter with minimal ice on the Great Lakes and warmer waters in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, we're certainly on kind of a record pace so far this year for the state of Ohio. We've just been in a time of year where we still have really strong wind fields. During the winter months, we see typically a stronger jet stream that shifts more towards the equator.
The increase in tornadoes is linked to shifting weather patterns. Strong wind fields that typically diminish by late winter and early spring have persisted this year, contributing to more frequent and intense tornadoes. The combination of warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico with these persistent winds has created favorable conditions for severe storms. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Next, from the Star Tribune, Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz held their first joint rally in the Midwest on Wednesday, telling more than 12,000 people who gathered in the battleground state of Wisconsin that America cannot withstand another Donald Trump presidency. The Tribune reports Walz was in friendly territory in his neighboring state, receiving a thunderous ovation and praise from top Wisconsin Democrats who spoke before him. Harris told the crowd, Wisconsin will play a pivotal role in this year's election. Meantime, the Every Library Institute has just passed a report that says the Republican Party's conservative agenda, outlined in Project 2025, takes aim at places where students can read, discover, and explore.
Montana's public libraries hold almost 4.5 million items. And the State Library Association says people visit an average of 4.5 times during the year. Peter Bromberg with the Every Library Institute says Project 2025, which consists of a 900-page strategy to overhaul the federal government, would take direct aim at libraries and the people who work there.
You know, librarians and teachers are highly trusted and well-known and well-loved in their communities. It's really kind of a shocking and extreme attempt to twist our democratic society and our institutions into more of a totalitarian theocracy.
Republicans have said librarians need more accountability for what's on their shelves. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. Methane pollution is increasing at the fastest rate in decades. That's according to a new report, and it's making it harder to turn the tide on climate change.
Oil and gas operations are the single biggest source of methane pollution. Megan Kemp with Healthy Air and Water Colorado says when operators release methane, they're also releasing other toxins into the air known as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs.
Alongside methane, benzene and other VOCs can worsen asthma and other respiratory diseases. It can even increase the risk of heart attacks and cardiovascular diseases. The risk of cancer can cause immune system damage and even developmental problems in children.
On hot summer days, methane and other VOCs combine with sunlight to create ground-level ozone pollution, which has plagued Colorado's Front Range for years and has led the EPA to charge the state as a severe violator of clean air standards. The Colorado Oil and Gas Association says operators have cut methane and other ozone-related pollution by at least 50% through regulation and new technologies. I'm Eric Galatis.
Next to Pittsburgh, a city emerging as a leader in innovative solutions like electric vehicles to combat the climate crisis. More from our Daniel Smith.
The group Elected Officials to Protect America say in 2022, electric vehicle registrations increased by about 82% from the previous year. Democratic State Representative Emily Kincaid envisions Pittsburgh as a future leader in the green economy, bolstered by strong labor unions and academic institutions.
So whether it's solar for schools or capping oil wells or any number of things that move us away from fossil fuels, vehicles. Transitioning over to electric vehicles, transitioning away from fossil fuels is a huge way that we can make sure that we are protecting our citizens.
Pennsylvania's goal of reducing emissions by 50% by 2030 is the same target President Joe Biden set for the nation.
Finally, our Milwaukee reports this week is National Farmers Market Week.
Thousands of vendors sell produce, crafts, and other products at markets across the Commonwealth. Jess McClelland with the nonprofit Virginia Fresh Match says when you buy direct from local businesses rather than big box stores, that's putting more money into your neighbors' pockets.
During a time when farmers are facing increasing economic challenges, shopping local at farmers markets is one of the best ways that people can ensure that farmers can make a living and continue providing their communities with access to fresh food and also support farmland preservation.
Many markets also accept government assistance benefits, including food stamps and sunbucks. Agriculture is Virginia's largest private industry, yet more than 700,000 residents in the Commonwealth are considered food insecure.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.